Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, guys, and welcome to today's show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Those of you who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you, guys, for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone, landline, Facebook, Twitter, however you're listening to the show, thank you guys for tuning in for sure. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. That's where you can call in and listen live to the show. And if you'd like to make a comment or if you have an opinion on today's episode, just press the number 1 on your keypad and we will put you on the air. And again, thanks guys for tuning in to the show. Now, today's show has been brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And please to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right. And again, thank you, thank you, thank you guys for tuning in to the show and welcome to all of you, right? Welcome, guys. Welcome. Now, let's see. Before we get into the show, we're going to do our regular good stuff. Right now, it's 74 degrees in the ATL. Looking at a high today of 85. And partly cloudy skies pretty much all day long. Then we're looking at some rain coming in on early morning. Okay, 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, they say the rain should be coming in. Wednesday, we have thunderstorms, 83. Thursday, thunderstorms, 79. Friday, thunderstorms, 81. Saturday, 83. Sunday, 84. So it looks like we may have a little rain over the next few days. At least it looks like through the weekend. But, that's only predictions. That can change. That could change at any time. And so, let's see. We need a word of the day. Today's word of the day is secrete, S-E-C-R-E-T-E, secrete. Secrete is a verb, and it means to deposit or conceal in a hiding place, to appropriate secretly. Okay, secrete is to deposit or conceal in a hiding place. So you can tell people, you need to secrete that, right? Deposit or conceal in a hiding place. Now that's a pretty good word that you can grab a hold of and add to your vocabulary, right? And again, thanks guys for tuning in. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. It's Tuesday. It's Tuesday morning. And you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show. Okay. Let's go ahead and get into today's show. All right. And I'm going to preface the show like this. A friend of mine sent me this title, okay, and I won't say who the friend is, but a friend of mine sent me this title, and he's very upset because his wife of 33 years still doesn't get along with his family, still hates his family, still doesn't want to be around his family. And I don't know the ins and outs of their relationship. I don't know the ins and outs of their family relationship. I don't know any of that stuff. Okay? All I can go by is what I have experienced with other people and in my circle of friends, and how some of their families are being treated or treat them, okay? And I understand that there are families out there or people within their families who, you know, try to maybe bully people around or maybe try and push people the wrong way or, you know, or just plain nasty towards those people. I don't know if that's their situation. Again, I don't know any of the ins and outs of their relationship. I don't know any of the ins and outs of their family's relationship. This is just where he asked me. He said, Frank, talk about this. Why is his wife of 33 years still hates on his family? And I believe it's a combination of things. Again, I mentioned just before that, you know, some families get to a point where they say that, okay, he's dating this girl. He's getting ready to marry this girl. He married this girl. I told him way when he started dating this girl that she was not the one for him. She's just a gold digger. She just wanted to get close his money. Okay? Or, you know, she wants to pull him away from our family. See, that may be it right there. Okay? Now, if she pulled you away from your family, or they feel like she pulled you away from their family, then their family lashed out by thinking that she was the one that is in control of what you do. She is the one that pulled you away from her, your loving family. Why did she do that? Why would she pull you away from us? Okay? And then, you know, someone within the family may have known her before you knew her, or may know something around the town that you don't know about her. And, you know, it could be a combination of things. And again, I am sure that it is a combination of things. I'm 100% sure of that. And usually the way that we combat hate, so to speak, I know that's a gigantic word, and it's a hugely strong word, but when you say your wife hates your family, I don't think she hates your family. I just think she doesn't want to be around your family. Okay? And that's different. And, you know, there are some people, you know, not in my family that I don't want to be around. I mean, I can be around pretty much anyone. I can deal with anyone. I can get along with anyone. Okay? Now, I don't have to deal with you for a long period of time. It isn't like we living together and, your mom has moved in with us and your mom and I never got along and now she's moving in with us and she's going to be here a long period of time and, this just not going to work. Okay? She doesn't like me and it's not that I don't like her, but she doesn't like me. And if she doesn't like me, how can I get along with her? Okay? Sometimes you have to not kill people, but, you know, you have to kill people so harsh, but you have to, so to speak, kill people with kindness in order to sort of change their way of thinking about you. And with that, what I mean is, I'll tell you guys a brief story. I used to work in a package store, a liquor store, when I was in college. And I used to come home on the weekends and work on the weekends, and then I'd go back to school. That's the way I, and you know, got money. So there was a guy who used to come into the store all the time. And I used to work with this white guy who had been working at the store for a long time. And he said that, you know, this guy didn't like black people, okay? And if y'all didn't know, I am a African-American person, okay? And so, you know, that was something that bothered me, okay? He seemed like a well-to-do guy, a good guy. I heard he was some type of doctor, and he'd come in and buy, you know, a case of wine and a case of liquor at a time. And so this guy told me that he didn't like black people. So I'm like, he gonna tell me that he doesn't like black people. Did he tell you that he doesn't like black people? I didn't ask that question. I just thought about that. Okay. And so when this guy used to come into the store, I'd tell that guy that I worked with, the white guy that I worked with, I'd say, let me wait on him, right? Let me wait on him. And he'd sort of walk to the back of the store so that when this guy came up to the counter, you know, he had no choice than to deal with me. And I treated him like family. Good day, sir. How are you? You know, what can I get for you? You know what I want. You know why I'm here. You know what I usually get. Okay. We'll take care of that. And I give him what he wanted. Right? And he'd pay for it, you know, we wouldn't exchange too many words, but he'd pay for it and I'd help him get his stuff out to the car and he'd be gone, right? So over the years, you know, he'd come in and he'd speak, Frank, how you doing? You know what I need? This and that, this and that, this and that. I'd get it for him, help him out in the car, this and that. And it never came to a point where he said anything bad towards me. It never came to a point where, you know, where he was trying to make me look bad, make me feel bad, or did something bad towards me, or said something, you know, against me, or said something racially towards me. He never did that. Okay? And he never did that because I never gave him the opportunity to do that. Now, he may have went home and said something, or he may have said something once he got in his car or anything like that. But he never said anything to me. And I never had anything bad to say about him, of course. I didn't know the man. And I treated him like he was a customer. And this guy was okay towards me. I guarantee you that once I left the store, stopped working there, I guarantee you this guy came in and said, hey, where's Frank? Okay? Guarantee you that. But that's the way you treat people who are, you know, quote unquote, doesn't like your race of people. Because it doesn't have to be a white man that doesn't like black men. It doesn't have to be, you know, a black man that doesn't like white men. It's all of that. okay? Any race of people, any ethnicity of people, would this kind of thing happens. But when you think about a man and a woman who's married, been married a long term, you think that at some point this would all go away. You would think at some point that the hatred towards his family would all just move aside. And for me, I feel so much for this guy. You know, a good friend of mine. I feel so much for this guy that it's, you know, it's hard for me to fathom that she would be treating him the way she does, or that she would be treating his family the way that she does. It's really almost heartbreaking to think that someone would purposely not want to be around, not want to touch, not want to be a part of a family gathering or anything like that. That would, you know, I love being around my family. I love seeing them and I love for them to invite me to things. I mean, of course, I can't go to everything that they invite me to, but when I do go, it's such a good thing. And when you do go and be with your family, you start to say, man, we need to get together more often. And you should. Okay? You should. And, you know, when you start to get together more often and do more things, you know, you start to grab that, you start to have that rapport with each other. You start loving on each other. And then, but the sad thing about this situation is that they've been together for 33 years or more, and you really lost 33 years of family. You've really lost 33 years of being with some people who are family that you could have another loving relationship with, and you decided to not to pursue any relationship with anybody within his family. I don't know about him, you know, being there for your family or whatever, if he didn't like your family, but that's exactly, you know, the way things are, you know? And it's sad to think that away, okay? Because when you're dead and gone, or when you're laying on your deathbed, I believe that you're going to wish that you had some of those family relationships with his family. Hey guys, that's all the time I have today. Join me tomorrow, same time, same place, right here on the Frank Williams Show. Take care of yourselves. Take care of your families. This is Frank. I'm over. And I'm out. We live fast now, finest.
Some cats get dropped dead, pressing, I got dead guys. Undiscriminate ball players coming all sides. Finger roll, post move, or the pick and roll.